So last week we heard from Father Tom about the Irish goodbye. This week's readings give us a good idea why receiving the Eucharist and running is not the best way to participate in our faith. We hear St. Paul in the second reading tell the Romans he is deeply troubled since they have heard what he had to say and then when life got hard, began to fall away. Not believing that Christ, who was crucified, died, was buried, and rose again, would be able to help them. This idea ties into the gospel where Peter has moments of disbelief while in the boat that is being tossed about by the wind. First, he does not believe it's Jesus walking on the water and asks for a sign. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus doesn't hesitate and tells him to step out of the boat. Peter does believe that this answer means it is Christ coming towards them, steps out of the boat, and begins to walk on water. Then he lets everything going on around him begin to have more and more influence over him. With this, his faith is shaken, and he begins to sink, calling out to Jesus to save him, which he does. How many of us can relate somehow to this story? We pray for a sign from our Lord, and then when the sign is given to us, we relish it, letting all we know that God does truly answer our prayers. Then we hear the naysayers beginning to poo-poo our answered prayer. With all this outside noise, we begin to believe that this was just a coincidence and not an answered prayer. We lose sight of the one that we are supposed to pay attention to and fall into the trap that all those people around us, the so-called experts, know better than us and God. So we stop believing that this was an answered prayer and go back to the ways of the world, leading our lives in that manner until we begin to sink. And we decide then is a good time to call upon the Lord to send us yet another sign. This is where Elijah is when he heads into the cave. He was bought into the ways of the world and is not really sure that all he has been prophesying is truly true. God is very matter of fact when he speaks to him, though. Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by. He literally speaks to Elijah to let him know that he is on his way to see him. God doesn't come in the way of the world, though. He doesn't come in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. All things designed to bring our attention away from him, to see the destruction generated by these things. He comes in the tiniest whispering sound. Elijah knew this and properly does him homage. When we get so busy that we don't give ourselves the time to be with God, to do him homage, we do ourselves a disservice. When we come to Mass on Sunday and become distracted by the things that we know are on our to-do list, we lose sight of why we are here. When we lose sight of that, it's easy to do the Irish goodbye, receive Christ in the Eucharist, and then see how fast we can leave. When we choose to stay and pray with God in the quiet after receiving him, we allow him to act upon our heart and our spirit, allowing us to overcome and look past the outside noise that tells us not to believe. I was introduced to a gentleman during my employment with Crutchfield that was looking to work with us on some projects that made sense because they matched with what we did. While we never did work with him on these projects, he and I stayed in touch. Soon after this, he received that sign from God and then truly followed that call. In the process of following this call, he lost his company, most of his family, most of his friends, and most of the possessions he had worked so hard to attain. This was because he went ahead and believed that what he heard is his calling. He and I continue to talk on occasion, usually when I'm on the road for work, and there are no other scheduled calls for that long ride. We talk about a large number of different things, society in general, to where he believes God is calling him. We don't always agree, but we each get the opportunity to give our side of the subject at hand. He now lives in the desert in a Yukon Denali XL, and it is a process of trying to restart his career through a new venture. This venture has taken multiple turns during the course of the last few years, but always with the same goal in mind: to get people to realize that if you give yourself the opportunity to go back and just be still, you can hear, feel, and see God's presence. His primary goal is to get people to experience nature through a life experience, so that when we see what the Lord has created in all its amazing signs, we understand his presence. His ultimate goal is to get us to stop using technology as a crutch and to get back to enjoying nature in all its beauty. In essence, what he's trying to do is remind us of what's important in life. It's not the storms that come up that toss our boats or cause destruction due to their severity. It is the loving silence that we can, when we can listen, feel, and see God's presence. Elijah realized this and paid God homage. Peter realized this and called out for help when he was in trouble. Paul is trying to remind the Romans that all the trials they are going through cannot compare to the mercy and love of God who we receive in the Eucharist. So even if we cannot slow down during the week due to our obligations, we should want to slow down and pay attention when we are in the house of the Lord, especially after we receive Christ in the Eucharist. There is no better time than that to sit with this physical and spiritual food and be nourished by him who loves us. He wants us to be with him in everything that we do. So maybe if your only reason for that Irish goodbye is to beat the traffic out of the parking lot, you should reconsider what that extra time spent in communion with God and your parish family can do to enhance your life.